非是善事，我看不到佛光道。对的 ，the implication， 我过去要比说了道理差不多，我佛法背，我过去要比多学习学多了一些。In Slovenia, in Israel, in Israel, Balabay or Balaish. So suppose Ruben makes a fire on his grounds. And then the fire spreads. And then Levi comes and throws Shimon's baguette into the fire. So we could say that both are true, that Ruben should be mechuyev because he is a balei, she made a fire. Hadn't he made a fire, Levi wouldn't have been able to throw Shimon's baguette into the fire. Reuven was the one who made the fire. And then so we should say that Reuven should pay half and Levi should pay half. Or suppose Reuven digs a bale and then Levi comes and pushes Shimon Sheir into the bale. So you could say both are high. Reuven is high because he's a balabei. Suppose Levi had not pushed Shimon's Sheir into the bale. So Reuven would be high. Suppose Shimon Sheir would fall by himself. So then Reuven would be high. So even if Levi pushed, so Levi is a mazik. But Reuven should also be a mazik, so Jesus says no. So he says, "Stay that the midrikin shubachir v'sod aftalis chaviri v'chop abei ubachir v'kochav shechaviri v'sechei in slovesh in Yisrael balabei v'balayish." Oish. So what's the pshat? So the pshat in Jesus is that even when we have two mazikim, so if both mazikim are equally active, so then both amchayev to pay. But if a certain hezek is caused by two mazikim, as in this case, Reuven was chayev for a beir, and Levi pushed Shimon Sheir into Reuven's beir. So both are mazikim, but one is more of a predominant mazik. After all, he pushed. What did Reuven do? He was only negligent in digging a beir. He didn't push anybody. So the male, but one is a more predominant mazik, so then the one who is less predominant mazik becomes potter. So here too, the Ramban applies a similar swara. I mean a similar swara. Two, they are both mazikim, because the tvue causes damage to the kfanim, and the kfanim causes damage to the tvue. How is the damage caused? How does it become the effects of life? As a result of the commingling. But how is the commingling affected? Through the kvanim of Reuven spreading out. Shimon's spirit was not spread out. So Mele, since Reuven is more of a predominant mazik than Shimon because his kvanim are spread out, whereas Shimon's tvue remains in his place, it doesn't spread out. So Mele, it only the unique spreads passively. But there are no roots of the tvue that spread out. So Mele, Reuven is considered the more predominant mazik. So if Reuven is considered the more predominant mazik, so he patterns the less predominant mazik. That's the shita of the Ramban. But Tosfos explains it on the basis of the chiyuv hachoker of Avin Zaker. Pirush of Barakah. You are mazik. Da ba mishom olach, yushlai zakerem, yamir ufeg shenu itamo. Vafim rabi yisili gomo itamon, ala mizik barach yisatzmei, ala mishom itamon, mit rabi yisili gira delay. So the question is according to rabi yisili, ala mizik barach yisatzmei. So here, no one should be mechuyev to make a choke, because each one is a nizek, so he has to take care of his own problems, each nizek. So Tosfos says, but here the basis is made it, that our mazik argues actually, because here it's here in the way. And the Gemara says, made the basis here in the way. And here it's also considered here in the way, because the kvanim because the kvanim are mispashing. So the melee is given out. Then the whole hecaton, the whole day, the hecaton, the higher midday, we should so be classes, they, no, we shouldn't say the kvanim are mispashing. So that's given away. That we could say according to the Rambam, but we couldn't say it according to Tesis. Here it's given away because why is Reuben mechuyev to pay? Reuben is mechuyev to pay because he is the chiyuv achoki. Why is he the chiyuv achoki? Because of the Mishnah Chovot. So this has nothing to do with the climate. Now, as far as the achokas, Nizikin is concerned, so who is the mazik? Who is likely to trespass upon the neighbor's field? Reuben. Because he has a new one, so he will always be tempted to bring all the tools and implements in connection with the aveda that has to be done on the new one or on the vine. So the mainland, that's mamish given away, because when he brings the tools and the implements there, so that's mamish given away. They may be the wrong at the time, they may be the wrong at the time. So he asked the Israelites, the leader in the Chayim Bachiyu, saying, why does the Brisa say Eimonim there? Why doesn't the Brisa say Chayim there? The answer is because Reuben will not be Chayim unless Shimon warned him. But suppose the Mechitza told Aaron and Reuben did not receive any warning, and then Reuben is not Chayim. Reuben is not Chayim. So he asked. So, ואם הוא יסבור בנגדר ומחי בחיוזי, הוא לא אוכל לא קטם את חייזים ונפריצו בידי, אף פעם שנייה כשנפריצו צורך מהחייזים, שנצורך הוא יש חייף ליטר כל שעות. ונפריצו פעם שנייה שיש מסעת גאוני, עם צורך מהחייזים כל שעות, או ישן עושה עם חייזים ועם צורך מהחייזים. Anyway, so the Reed says that the reason is why the price of nations aim on the day, because if Reuben, the Balakvani, was not told and warned by Shimon the Balatvuye to rebuild together, so then Reuben can be high. So it's much, from this discussion, it's much now that the climb would become Rosh Habanoye anyway, even if Shimon wouldn't warn Reuben. So the climb would become us, but Reuben wouldn't be high. The Ramban is chilek, the Ramban here, and how you more in the Revolution, is chilek at Tisvis. And he says, without a warning by Shimon, so Reuven wouldn't even be, so it wouldn't even become quiet, it wouldn't even become Rosh Habanoye. So there is a machlokes between Tisvis and the Ramban. According to the Ramban, so the requirement of Ashoye is in connection with his supply. Why? Because there is a halacha that Zohar Bo, not like this. This is Zohar Bo. There are two kinds of klayim. There was one kind of klayim of Zohar Mikore. Zohar Mikore means you take a seed of vine and a seed of wheat and a seed of barley, b'matiras yad, and you throw them, you put them in the ground. That's a Ruah Mikor. And then there is a Ruah Ugo. So Ruah Ugo means that you have in the Chitzel. This is Ruben's Keren Sodek, and this is Shimon's Ruahs. And you have together. So then Shimon so planted wheat here, near the Gedea. And Ruben planted in vine near the Gedea. That's Vehda Bomo. Because in order to be affected with this acquiring, there are two prerequisites. You need to get any Yavuvi. So we can see that, so that eliminates the Yavuvi. So at the very outset, at the time of the Zriya, it was the Hetagom. Reuven planted the vine, the Hetagom. Shimon planted the Tfuye, the Hetagom. Then the Gedda fell down. That's called Zohar Bo, not Zohar Mikore. So there is a halachim that Zohar Bo becomes affected with this applying only when it's nichale. When it's not nichale, not. And why? Because there is a special halacha of of Mikhail Klein, so it becomes us. If somebody is Mikhail Klein, how does one, how is one considered Mikhail Klein? Now the abrogate, who is the Mikhail Klein? Who is the Mikhail Klein? Because Shimon is not obligated to build together. So who is Mechuyev to build together? Reuven is Mechuyev to build together. So Mele Reuven is the one who is Mikhail Klein. So when can he be considered Mikhail Klein? Tesis also mentions that he has to be Nichale. Tesis says that based on base, Nisyaish Ben Megodro, Davke Nisyaish, Avoy Nisyaish, Neisi Kolshoa Ligdeya, Aval Pisha Isis Messiah Luther, Kirtam Isa Hezbayim, Hore Yiyar Mikarem Roma Tishagi Alushom Al Ketono, Isis Messiah Luther, Lichshayarzer Al Ketono, Isis Messiah Mosa, Aume Kishu Mechazer Achal Ketosei, Aflo Isis Messiah Luther, Vatame Sheforesh Nilchsiv, Vusiz Rakao Mechokelayu, Dumye Dizriya Bumichale. So in other words, so in order that the Klein should become Osef, Ba'amoy, and the score of Mikhail Klein, it has to be Nichalei. If it's not Nichalei, he's not considered Mikhail Klein. So Tesis is maybe that the Hefte does not become affected with this Klein, this Anoy of Klein, unless it's Nichalei. But Tesis Shita is that when do we say that it's that the Nichalei is lacking, if it's not Nisyayish, in other words, if he tries to build together. But it takes him some time, he can't get any workers. So, and in the meantime, there was an increase in the tragus of 1 to 100 over and above what was there while the getter was standing. So then it's not Nichalei. But suppose it's Nisyayish Legator. But Reuven does not intend to build together, except that he wasn't warned by Shimon. So then he called the Tesis, there was no, the Nichalei is not lacking, as long as he was Nisyayish and he does not try to build together, even though he did not receive any warning from Shimon, so it's considered Nichalei. Mashiach came in the Ramban Shiti is no. Since there is a requirement of Nichalei, and what's the pshat of Nichalei? Because in order that the Klein should become Osir on the basis of Mikhail Klein, so if it's not Nichalei, is not considered Mikhail Klein. Mikhail Klein means if he maintains Klein. So what does it mean? How can one be considered as maintaining Klein if he wants to maintain Klein? But if he is trying to build together, so it's not considered to be maintaining Klein. So even if he gave up, even if he was Nisyayish Legotre, Reuven, but if he wasn't warned, then he's not considered Mikhail Klein according to Rambam. According to Tesis, he is considered Mikhail Klein. So according to Rambam, the reason is why Hasroya is necessary, because without Hasroya on the part of Shimon, so to Reuven, so it wouldn't even be Osir. But according to Tesis, even without Hasroya by Shimon, as long as Reuven does not try, is not attempting to build the wall, so maybe it's considered Mikhail Klein, and it becomes Osir. But Mechuyev as a Mazik is not. So we have to understand Tesis Shiti. The Ramban Shiti is not difficult. The Ramban Shiti is that as long as the Klein is Osir, so the male woman is not to pay. But Tesis Shiti is that the Klein is Osir even if Reuven was not warned by Shimon. As long as Reuven is Nisyayish Legatrei, so why shouldn't he be Chayav? Now, there is the Shita in Borokames, so the Shita of the Rivois, that actually Dami and Gromem in the Raisi is the same thing. But those Gromes where it's Bobby Ezeke, like Sira Sorizu Shulchabere, so the Chachom counseled the Gere. But those Gromes where it's not Bobby Ezeke, the Chachom didn't counsel. Now, so the Devor also agrees with this explanation as the distinguishing feature between Grom and Dami, that Grom means not Bobby Ezeke, and Dami is a Grom where it's Bobby Ezeke. But some Rishonim explain it on the basis of Borei Zeke versus not Borei Zeke in the Raisa. So in the Raisa itself, some Rishonim say that if it's Borei Zeke, then Gomi is higher. If it's not Borei Zeke, so Gomi is better. The reverse is no. I'm in the Raisa level, it doesn't make any difference. Borei Zeke, not Borei Zeke. So even Borei Zeke with the Raisa is better. But Midrabonon, there is a difference. If it's a Gome of Borei Zeke, so it's high to pay. If it's a Gome of not Borei Zeke, it's better. So the reversity is that the whole Chiyuv of Gami is only Midrabonon, it's a Knas. It's a Knas. Like Hezek Shenika. So if we say Moish Hezek, but Midrabonon is higher. So Mele, according to the reward, we can understand. So why Tetzve says that without a warning, without a warning, so the Mele is potter to pay, even though it's also Mele. Because since it's only us, only the Rabbonon on the basis of Knas, so only if he's amazing. Now, if he isn't warned, he's not amazing. But who says this? The reason. And the Rim Borakame is Chemikan Rubo. And the Rim Borakame, says that Gami is high with Raisi. He is Chemikan Rubo. So now if he's high with Raisi, we have a Roche of Odom Mueloino, Benjeyim, Bemezim, Beneya, Benyosh. So whenever someone is Mechuyev on the score of Mazik with Raisi, it doesn't make any difference whether he's amazing or Benjeyim. So the question arises, Bishay, according to Rambam, so the whole requirement of Asroi is because without Asroi it doesn't even become a heft of fire. But according to Tetzve it becomes Osroi without Asroi. But the Asroi is only necessary for the Chiyuv to pay. But if that the Rishit is the Gami Yisrael in Raise, and if Gami Yisrael in Raise, we have a Lochem by Mazik, or the Mordeh. Now, there is the I don't tell the Shikobetes or the Miriam Borakami, but the Gemara Borakami that from Hebrew base says Tanya, Omar Rabbi Yeshua, Abo Dvorim Oesei Som Potam Nimodom V'chayim Nishamayim V'Elohim הפיר את זה לפני בין השכבים לבתי, וכמו שתוכבים לפני הדריקו, והשיח הרי משקר הולים, והידי את השכבים לבני מילה. So, the Gemara says, these are the dvorim, so he put them in order of חיים שמיים. Now, what does it mean, חיים שמיים? So, we could say that חיים שמיים means that he is חיים לשמיים, in other words, he has an avera. He is a chaitin, even though he is potter of Tashlumi, but God is potter, but Mazik is a Nisya, so he's an Avari. That's what Chayim Shemayim means. That he's an Avari. He's a Chet. It's awesome. But the Marav Amir in Borakami, he says, no. Potam in the Lord of Chayim Shemayim doesn't mean that he's even a Nisya. That's Ipshites. I mean, Rabbi Yeshua does not even have to tell us that Kronim Nizokim Zosa. And that's mentioned in the Pastor, the Sinabas, Kronim Nizokim Zosa. So Rabbi Yeshua tells us a chiddush. Chayiv Shomayim means that he's chayiv to pay the Shomayim, except that it's not enforceable by Bezin. In other words, there are two kinds of chiyuvim. Let's say like common rabbi. So the halacha is his potter. But Rashi says in Bar Metzia in Asich Rasapeli, he says Esther Nosotero Bafu Boalime. That if somebody became a chuyev to pay simultaneously with the chiyuv miseh, let's say, suppose he gave the woman a schar for the znus, he gave her a bischor, he gave her a dress, and the woman with whom he was mizaneh was his mother, so maybe it's mechuyev miseh bezin, so she couldn't recover it, the amount that he promised her with Bezdin, but still it has a din of Esna. So Rashi says, because common Rabbi So only implies that he's not higher than the other, but the Nishamayi, he is the whole. This cannot recover if the Chiyuv Mamei took place, took effect simultaneously with the Chiyuv Nisi. But the Nishamayim is Mechuyev, and if it's too fast, learn after me. So the Miri says, down dvor ma'abod rovi ma'isei yisom potam mi'odom v'chayu Nishamayim ve'ilein apir yizgeda bifnim heim escha ve'ilein. So it's chayu Nishamayim, so it doesn't mean chayu Nishamayim yez na've'ilein. So it means that he's Mechuyev tashlumim in Nishamayim, and in too fast we mafkir me'im. And then he really says, suppose someone was a period killer with Nibel Schaveri, or he was Kifif Komosi Schaveri with Nablaiki, and then the Behemoth Schaveri got lost, or the Komo became burned. So he's Mechuyev to pay. Suppose he doesn't pay, he's a Gazlan, and he's supposed to ladies, the Aramiris, he should be justice. So, in other words, so we see that Rome, that is Chayim Shamayim, is not me. It's only Nisya. It's a real Chiyuv, but it's not enforceable in Bez. And the Tofas will not give him an A, and if he doesn't pay, he's a Gazlan, and he's supposed to ladies. So then the Miri says that the Abod Vovim, or he says, some Potom Yodom Chayim Shamayim, why is he Potom Yodom? But he's Chayim Shamayim, because Kormi is also Chayim Shamayim. So it's only if he doesn't become one. But if he doesn't, he will become one. True that Gromit bin Zokin is Chayim Shamayim, but if he will become one, so then he's not even considered a Geri. So that's all wrong by the Geri. In other words, he's not even considered a Geri. If the Maisis don't be a dying, so then we have Aloche Odomidle. If I absentmindedly, so I wave with my hands and I break something, even though I didn't intend it, so I'm a mazik. Mashiach came if he doesn't do it, be your dai. But it's only a grome. So if he doesn't become one, then he has a shemazik. But if he does it unintentionally, so he doesn't even have a shemazik. Only become one. So that's equal. That's a wrong goal. In other words, when a person does something shaming, if he doesn't build down, so he's shaming. But if he's only gay, so only if he doesn't become one, he's considered a mazik. But when he becomes one, Grome is not even considered, is not even considered a mazik. Now there is a tshuve, I think it's some sefer, that's not in regard to mazik, that's in regard to itzich. Now there is a haloche that if somebody shifir dam is a itzich, so then he cannot do itzich and dominate. And many of the shame say, even if somebody killed a human being, b'shemik or b'emes, so he cannot do. He cannot do. So there is a shaila, if it's a certain person, so left the oil of vitriol, some fuel casing on the table, and there was a child in the house, he left it on the table, and then he forgot, and he left it accessible to the child, and the child drank from it, and then the child died by drinking the sulfuric acid. So the question was not raised as to whether he can do it. I mean, the same child could have been raised as to whether the person who is nichshol in that can do it. But the child is whether that person has to have a kapor. After all, I mean, gromer of ritziche b'shegi. So I think that the Chasam Sefer, that the answer of the Chasam Sefer was that when do we say that if somebody kills a human being, b'shegik, so he's also ritziach, but ritziach b'shegik, if it's gedal. But if it's only on the grome, so without kavone, he's not considered him again. He's not considered the game of ritziach. If a person would kavone leave, some fumic acid, some of the child should take it. So then he's a gay man. But if somebody inadvertently left something, he is not even considered a Ritzayah Hamukomi. So that's a cloud. So it's the same principle. In other words, that where the chiyuv is on the basis of giving, so without kavone is not considered giving. If there is a ma'aseh of yadayim, so whether it's kavone, not kavone, shaking, crazy, any rosh, but if it's only kavone, so only with kavone, so it's considered a giving. Without kavone, he is not considered a giving. Now, so maybe, so that could be the pshat in Tesis. Tesis is chelek haRambam. According to the Rambam, so if there is no asroye, so it doesn't even become klal. But according to Tesis, klal even becomes. As long as it's nisyanish legally. But the balakirim is not chayav. Now the question is, bishleim if Tesis had agreed with the shita of the before, the dam is only knas rabbanon. So then there could be a distinction between Shegei, Meizi, Mischavei, Ein Mischavei, Yes Asroi, No Asroi, but the Ri is Chelek Aleinu. Here is the Ri, and the Ri Shitin is that Gam Mischayev, Midraise, and by Masik Midraise, there is a Locha of Odom Leilayo. The answer is, Odom Leilayo only implies if he is a Masik. So if someone is a Masik, you die, so even without Kavod, so he is considered Masik. Mashiachim, when he's not a Mazik B'dayim, he was only a cause. So if it's Kavone, he's considered a Mazik. But if it's only Kavone, he's not even considered a Mazik. And here, since the Maisa Hezek is an impassive way, after all, he didn't do anything. He just failed to comply with his obligation of rebuilding the Gedda. So, with Asroi is considered Mischave, without, since he is a Mazik Mishabal Taise, it's a Gromer Mishabal Taise. So a Gromer Mishabal Taise without Asroi is not even considered again. That's the issue. Alright. Now, we have the Tamu Foresh, the Rehoche Lokat Rezinde, Lashminon Shemini Shteisves Musayi, Bein Mashahisi Benifritz Ovesheino, ובין מה שהציב בנפריס השניו, די מצטרפים לעשר, ומרישנו רישי לבן. So, המתם says, there is a מסוואי. נפריס הולדה, so then, and he says again, חוזר בנפריס הולדה, what twice? So the first, so the he says, there is a מסוואי, says twice. Is to advise us that even if it already happened once, and he was bought, and he built another gedder, and then the other gedder again tore down. So it requires another asroi. That's the reason why the advisor mentions any of the advice. But from the Tam says, there's another reason as to why the advisor mentions asroi in the gedder twice. To advise us, suppose, now the law is that if it is a Ruah Ubo, if it is a Ruah Mikore, it's not Shayach. So that's the rule with Ashrosh. So it becomes us with Ashrosh. But if it is a Ruah Ubo, let's say, if at the very outset each one planted the Kvamim and the Tvuye, and then because they were together, and then the Gedda was torn down, and there was a new produce, so only if there was an increase of 1/200, of 1/200, so Echad Messiah, of 1/200 of the Gedulim that existed at the time that the Gedda was torn down. So then it becomes awesome. So only if there is an increase of Echad Masan, if there is an increase of 1/201, not 1/200, so then it doesn't become. So Abraham says, suppose the Gedda fell down once, and fell downwards. And at that time, so after the Geta fell down, until after the Geta fell down, so there was an increase of 1/400. There was an increase of 1/400. And then they built the Geta. And then the other Geta stood for another week. And then it fell down again. And then there was another increase of 1/400. So together it's 2/400. It's 2. So in other words, it's 1/200. 1/200. So it's not mitzvah, and it doesn't become us. So he said, Rantam for Lotha Bakatrizil, Ashim Shinshil, Sain Machin Sinfutrishim, Machin Sinfutrishio, in Starfares, why not? Urishemo, Rishemo Bakli, Verachti Bagizokam. So there, Tesis discusses it at great length. In Gorokam, Dafku. Everybody there, Dafku from the base. So the thesis is from time for age, to hold the book at the zero, as you know, she needs this as Messiah, bring my shades in the shin of Fritz or Shin, who bring my shades in the Fritz or Shin, or they meet staff in the city, the comic, comic book. So the question arises, what if there is such a concept of comic, comic book, and where do we find this concept of comic, comic book, that's even more in Arizona, in connection with Yann Lesser. Now, the halach is that Yain Nesach min b'minei asad b'mashim. Not the Yain Nesach of today. Not the Yain Nesach of today, but real Yain Nesach. So real Yain Nesach asad b'mashim. Asad b'mashim. That I am giving. Oh, but that one. So the Mishnah says, Yain Nesach oser ve'isev v'chol shuv. Yain v'yayin u'mayin v'mayin. You can, it doesn't have to be dafke Yain Nesach, it can be Mayin Nesach also. If the Mayin was Nisach while he's over, Mamish while he's over. So then it's also so if it's me, b'minei, Yain v'yayin u'mayin v'mayin. So even though there is Shishin, so it's still Asus. So כאוס רבדים אומר רבי יחנן, הנער יין נסך מחובס לבייר, אפילו כל הים כולי רישן רישן בוטו. So that was רבדים אומר רבי יחנן says that when he say that יין נסך עשרס, עשרס, במשהו only if the thing into which it falls so Yain Nesach, and then Yain Heker falls into Yain Nesach, so then it hasn't been mashu. But suppose it's the other way around, that the thing into which it falls is Yain Heker, and the Yain that falls into the bear is Yain Nesach, so then it doesn't pass the mashu. It doesn't pass the mashu. Because Rabbi Rabbi אמר יין נסך מחוב מסלבייר, אפילו כל הים קורי, רישן רישן בוטו. So, suppose you have a חוביס, with יין היתר, in the חוב, I'm sorry, you have a bay, with יין היתר, in the bay, and then you have a חוביס with יין נסך, and you keep on pause, from the חוביס, So we say Yafim Kolayim Kurei. So Rishin Rishin Goto. So we say that each Mashu, let's say, he pours a few drops from the Chofis, and then he stops, and then he pours again a few drops, and then he stops, and he keeps on pouring like that. So each Mashu that falls into the bay becomes Goto. And we do not say, but it should be written in the air. After all the yain from the chovies has been poured in the course of the day into the bayah, so then it should answer. So we say, come, come, brother. So this is what Rav Dina says. So The Rambam says that this is the same halacha. The reason is why the advice mentions a Malik twice to advise us that suppose there was an increase of Erev Masai, but the increase took effect, took place in the course of the two princes. First, the Geder was Nifrat, it tore down, and there was an increase of 1/4 of it. And then he built a rebuild again. Then he again it tore down, and there was another increase. So you're not retiring the 1/400 to the other 400, because we say, come about, in view of the fact that the Geder was built before there was 1/200, so that already became bottom. And then he cannot be mitzvah. He cannot be mitzvah. So the mocker for this aloha of kame bottom is the gemore in Adrizore, Tavayim Gim. So he says, the Ramtam for the Hadaka Trezim Masha Fishigashi, the Sain Masha Isik Nifrin Sayyid, Ubey Masha Isik Nifrin Shio, the Mistavness and the kame bottom, the Davke Kishiev second time. ארבעו מעקליים נסור עם המסעי ורואי להמרים על קולפוטה כשגודל מזבק עצמר אבל אתה מוסל פה איזה דקושי מה אפשר אם there is such a principle of kame bottle so how could we visualize a case of crime becoming gosser through the process of the world war Erev Masai because the Erev Masai does not grow out, it doesn't sprout forth instantaneously, it's a gradual process. So, in other words, if let's say you had together in between the Kvam and the Tvui, and then the Geder fell down. So, the first day, you don't get an increase of Erev Masai. So, it will take in all four days. So, every minute, there is just a little bit of haste. Until it accumulates to Erev Masai. Modafshach, if there is such a principle of kame boto, so just as we say in the case where we build together, first there was an increase of 1/4 of it, and then the year we build together, then the Geder fell down again, and there was another increase of 1/4 of it. Together we have an increase in the produce of 1/200 to 400. To 1/4 of it. So the male, so we should say, so we do not say that the amateur of why kame bottle. So every time we have an increase of Erev Masai, it doesn't sprout forth in 1 second, it's a gradual process. So every time you have a marginal increase, that is become bottle, then another marginal increase becomes bottle. So we should never have Erev Masai. So Ramtam says, Vidavke Kishiyachev Sekunantai, Avo Biaume, Klein, Nesor, and Masai, Vyambino, Kompute, Kishugote, and Isbate, Vyogoma, Vifel Basel, and Zore, Amaria, and Nessa, and Hobbes, and Beya, after the Kora, and Kuma, and Kamakama bottle, before the Shalmetam, be the possible Suki. In other words, the Ramtam says that this Gemara of Omar Abdim of Rav Yechanan Amar El Ha'Nesach Mechob Yisrubei Afil Kol Ha'im Kula Yisoseh, even though in the end we have so much of the Ha'Nesach in the Beya that there is no Shishi naked the Ha'Nesach in the Beya, so still it's proper. So, because Kami Boto, so that is reference to a case where there was a heftig, let's say, this is the bell, and then he poured in a little bit, and then he picked up the bell. And then 5 minutes later, he bent down again the bell, and he poured more wine, and he picked it up. Then, a minute later, he bent it down again, and he picked it up, and then he bent it down again, and he picked it up. So, even though at the end, after pouring, in the course of the whole day, so there is no shishin in the beya, in the yayin heter, maybe the yayin eser of the barrel, so kame bottle. But suppose he turns over there, suppose he keeps on pouring like this, and he doesn't pick it up. until every drop of the barrel falls into the bay. In other words, if there is no pause in his Maise Shliche, and he keeps on pouring, even though he didn't turn it over like this, with one jet, but he just bends it like this, and he keeps on and holds it for 24 hours, keeps on pouring, without picking it up. So, since there is no hefzer, we do not say tamei tamei. That's the reason as to why we can visualize the case of his death Messiah. And we cannot say, after all, the Erev Messiah doesn't sprout forth in one moment. It's a gradual process, because since it's a continual gradual process without an interruption in the process of growth, so maybe we do not say tamei tamei bottle. When do we say tamei tamei bottle? If he picks up the bar, and then a minute later he bends it again, and he picks it up, and then a minute later he bends it again. So there is no interruption. So if there is an interruption, then we do not say tamei tamei bottle. So he says, we all do about three basra resort. Hamari Ayesam Khabul Biaf Kwaim Tuli Kame Kam Boto Before a Shabbatam be the Pasip, okay, when there's an interruption. Our Yare Bolehse Osea, Mide the Habe Akwaim, Hamazon, Bitesis Messiah, with Shigoto Bolehse. That is Tesis. Now, that's Hamitash. Now let's see other advances. Now the Ramban is chilling on Rabbi Tam. And the Ramban shiti is that where we apply the principle of kame kame boto, wherever we apply the principle of kame kame boto, so then we apply it even in the case where there is no interruption. We apply it even in the case where there is no interruption. There is no interruption. In other words, according to Ramban, according to Rav Dimon Rabbi Yechanan, the Ramban himself doesn't pass like Rav Dimon Rabbi Yechanan, because the Ramban shiti is that Robin Omer Rabbi Yechanan is really Karbanim Omer Rabbi Yechanan's din. And he holds that by Ha'inesech, Mishum Chumre Dal Mizore, there is no principle of Kame Kame Bot. But by Adam Surim, we do say Kame Kame Bot. But in according to Rav Dimon Rabbi Yechanan, so we apply the principle of Kame Kame Boto even by Ha'inesa. But we don't pass like Rav Dimon Rabbi Yechanan. We pass like Rabbi Dimon Rabbi Yechanan. According to Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan, so by Ha'inesa itself, then we don't say Kame Kame Boto. But by other Yisurim, we do say Kame Kame Boto. So by other Yisurim, Ramban says, we say Kame Kame Boto, even if there is no Hefzik. Suppose, and let's say the Kovit Rav Dini, suppose he doesn't interrupt his pouring. He bends the Chovis like this and he keeps on holding it like this, and it keeps on with a Kibach Shemifzak. So it keeps on pouring Yainesach into the bear. So we still say, according to Rabbi Yom Rabbi Yechanan, we still say, Kame Kame Boto. So then the question arises, Monashach, if we say Kame Kame Boto, even without the Hefzek, so how can we visualize by crying, the Echetimtza of Hesed Echad Messiah? So, after all, the Echad Messiah doesn't sprout forth in one moment. It's a gradual process. So every moment and every hour there is a little bit, a mashu tasteless. And then in the course of days, it piles up, the tasteless adds up to Echad Messiah. So why don't we say that every mashu that is increased in the produce as a result of the commingling, so it becomes bottle, and then there are bits of it. So on Tamshit is where there is no hefsek, then we don't say Kamitam bottle. But on Tamshit is that according to Rabbi Yehonatan Rabbi Yechanan, even without the hefsek, we still say Kamitam bottle. Even if he doesn't pick out the bottle, the barrel, and he keeps on pouring from the barrel until every drop is emptied out from the barrel, we still say Kamitam bottle. So the question is, so Mele, how can we visualize his back of the Messiah? It's a gradual process. So every time there is a natural increase in the beginning, so it should come up. So the Ramban says like this, V'yeshen hosom hanetane mishin bolu of heta v'etele boto v'achlidive ze yechir v'nolema v'kloim nam v'etele שערי זה בפני עצמי וזה בפני עצמי ואין אחד מהם עושה עד שהציל מסיים ולפיכו זו הוא הלובור מסר תיצס ולמדים על גישה בשביל בוטו ואתם לו בוטו אבל כשתל הביתיים כבר בוטו בידיים ונסבטה ושוב לכם תמיד so the Rambam mentions a very important חידש and it's very reasonable. I mean, I'm not saying that what Tesis says is unreasonable, but it seems that there is a basic machlekes between Tesis and Rambam. We have a concept of bitul isur. What does bitul isur mean? Let's say if heter falls into Isser, and there is shishim, let's say. So if Isser falls into heter, and there is shishim in the heter, negative Isser, so then it becomes more. So the here to fall Isser is not machlekes. He's not a player. Let's say, suppose some chilev would be poured into a day of heaven. And there is 60 times the value in the day of negative the quantity of chilev that is poured into that day. So then it becomes one. So that means that the chilev is the iser, and let's say the heter is the heter. But then we have bosa b'chol. So if you are mashal bosa together with cholov, to such an extent that the cholov gives a tam in the bosa, or the bosa gives a tam in the cholov, then everything together becomes bosa. So there, what is heter and what is iser? You cannot say that bosa is iser and cholov is heter, or vice versa. Each one by itself is heter. But when the two are mispashed together to such an extent that one gives a tam in the other, then it becomes a hefter of iser, an entity of iser. But the components of the bosa and cholov, each by itself is heter, was originally heter. But through the tamuves, it becomes a hefter of iser. So it's not like being ma'ariv chilev, let's say, or treifen vele with heter. Over there, when you are ma'ariv, let's say, chilev with heter, so the heter is heter and the chilev is iser. And the here to four chilev, that was here to four iser, is never heter. But when you are ma'ariv, bosa b'cholov, on the fire, so then it's not, you're not ma'ariv heter with iser. You are ma'ariv to the teri, and you affect a heft of his. So the question is, this halacha of his ibechot Messiah, is it analogous to Bosa B'cholov, or is it analogous? What is Osa is only the increase is Osa. Now, Taloche is, his Echad Messiah, so who are war? If there is an increase of Echad Messiah, then it's Osir. What is Osir? Only the increase is Osir, the increment is Osir, the Echad Messiah, but the original Gidulim remain Heter, but we don't know. It's Lam Rach, it's not Yom Kippurish. After all, it's all commingled. So it's Lam Rach, but only the increase, the increment is Osir. And the original Bidurim that were there before the Gedar tore down, that remains there. So, why do we say, Hesi Vechad Messiah? because midrabanon there is aloche that klayim bitolish min b'minei, so requires in order to become bottle requires his bottle only b'mosayim lechot, just as midrabanon there is aloche that truma min b'minei his bottle only b'mei lechot. So klayim kelem his bottle only b'mosayim lechot. In other words, suppose you have 200 units of heker of gedulin that are not by a kelim, and then you are married one unit of by a kelim, so it becomes God. So it becomes God. That's only the other. The Gemara mentioned the pasuk of. So the Gemara deduces that climbing is bottled Mosayim Lechot, but that's by climbing Torush, but that's only Rasma. So, but with Raisa is bottled below, but with Rabbanon, so Kliya Kerem is bottled Mosayim Lechot. Truma with Rabbanon is bottled Mosayim Lechot. So the question is this, when we say that if in the Gidol there was an increase of effort in the sign, so what becomes us? Only the increase, the increment becomes us. The increment becomes us. And whatever was there before does not become us. But if there is hence the effort in the sign, so since with Rabbanon, a taruvis of Paya Kerem requires the sign therefore, so if there is more than Mosayim Lechot in the Iser of the Paya Kerem, so it's not both. So only with Rabbanon it becomes Oseh. But with Raise, so it will only become Oseh if there will be Hesiv Kemesiv. And this is what Michas Chinuch says. The Michas Chinuch says that in your by Zohua will bore, so when will become Oseh with Raise? Only if it will be Hesiv Kemesiv. In other words, if you have, let's say, 10 bushels of Paya Kerem before the Geder tore down, and then there was, after the Geder tore down, there was an increase in the Gedulim of another 10 bushels, so then there is no bitter with the rice. But suppose if the original Gedulim was 10 bushels, and then the Geder fell down, and there was an increase, let's say, of 9 bushels, so the rice is what we're off. So maybe all the new gidulim that grew after the chitze fell down, so it becomes what we're off. But with Rabbanon, it doesn't become what we're off, and we require Mosayim Lechot, so maybe if it's hasty, as much as Echad Mosayim, so then with Rabbanon it becomes Oseh. But what is Oseh? Only the increase, the increment is Oseh. But the original Gedulim does not become Oseh. That's apparently Tezishi. And the Mechas Chinuch assumes that all the Mishayim agree with Tezishi. So Meili says, when will one be Chayim Malkes and eating a Kliya Kerem of Zohua Ubo, only if the Zohua Ubo will be a Hesiv Kemesiv. Let's say, if the world, let's say, the original Gedulim, while Geder was standing, so there were 10 bushels in the Tvuye and the Kvan together, and then the Geder fell down, and there was an increase of another 10 bushels, So then there is not even be to grow. And so then if you need to exist, you'll be higher market, Rasmir says. But only if you need to exist. But if you need only one Tazaris, you will not be higher market. Because the Rasmir assumes as a double portion that by the who are war, so only the agreement is awesome. And so remember, Midrashe even is no, so if the increase is not Kimeise, is less than the original Gedolim, so then there is a bit of a wrong. But even if the Hesiv, the increase, is Kimeise, so there is no bit of a wrong. So then, but only the new Gedolim are set. But the old Gedolim remain better. But the old Gedolim and the new Gedolim are intermingled with each other, so the melee if you meet two Tzeisim, so they will be eating one Kazayis of the Issa, of the new Gedolim. So, because there is equal distribution in this community. So, this is what the Mechaschino says. So the Mechaschino assumed that only the Ekumen becomes Osir. But the Ramban is saying no, that the Ruah Bo, this is that of Messiah, is not Midrabonon, because there is a Lohe that Midrabonon, so by a Keren Metonush, does not become Boto, except if there is Messiah. But here it is special to the Zakosu, in the Ruah Bo, the more learns it out, the Sefri learns it out from the Posse. Pentidash! So here it is Midraise. In other words, that if it is a Ruah Ubo, so then everything becomes Osa. Just as when you take a Kazayis of Bosor and Kazayis of Cholov, and you put them in a pot, and you boil them together, so then everything becomes a Heftobos and Cholov. So here the Xeras HaKosef is Pentidash, that if you are married, if there is a Yehuvi of the Ruah Ubo, of Echad Masayim, so everything becomes Osir. The heretofore Kvanim and the heretofore Tvure also become Osir. So the Meile, according, that's the Shita of the Rambam, and that's the Shita of the Rambam. If the Shita of the Rambam would be like this way, so then the Rambam should say what the Chasviluch says, that when is the Rechir of Malkis, when one eats Kvaya Akeren, that is a Ruah Ubo, only when it is Hesiv Kemeisei, and when he eats Tug Zeisiv, not if it's Hesiv just Echad Masayim, from Rosh Narama Mitzvashma, that if it is a Ruah Ubo, and then it's Hesiv Echad Masayim, so he eats one Kazayis, he's Chai Malkis. Why? Because the Shita of the Rambam means that the Aloha of the Ruah Ubo, so by Echad Masayim becomes Osea, is analogous to Masa Becholov. In other words, so then everything becomes us. Just as by Masa Becholov. So the year to for Bosor and the year to for Cholov becomes a Hefzer, Masa Becholov becomes us. So here all the Gemuri, even the year to for Gemuri, that were Heter until there was an increase of Echad Masayim, also becomes us. Also becomes us. So in Meyore, we cannot ask the question, how can we visualize a case of Hesitach Messiah? After all, Rav Dime says there is a law of Kamehame Boto. And even Rabbi, or Rav Yechanan, who is Chemit Rav Dime, is Chemit in respect to Ulai Nesach. But in respect to Olam Suri, everybody agrees there is a law of Kamehame Boto. And Ramban says that law of Kamehame Boto applies even to a case where there is no Hesitach Messiah. So, how can we visualize a case of Hesiv Echad Masayim? So, after all, the Echad Masayim doesn't sprout forth. In a moment, it's a gradual process, so every time, a little bit sprouts forth. So, the increase sprouts forth, like in Kamboto, and it should never be Mitzuret. So he says, it's not shayach to say Kamboto, just as it's not shayach to say, by Bosom the whole of Kamboto. Let's say, suppose you have a pot with meat boiling on fire, cooking on fire. Then you take from a bottle of milk, you pour one drop, then you pour another drop, then you pour another drop. Each drop by itself couldn't give you time of cold in the bosom. But you keep on pouring it all day, 2 days. So, would you say, and then at the end, there is so much milk poured into the pot, that the meat, when you taste the meat, you feel the time of in the would say, Kame Kame Boko. Kame Kame Boko is only Shayach when you pour Yisek. Let's say like Yisek. So the each drop by itself was Yisek. So it became Boko. But here the drops of milk are not Yisek. The meat is not Yisek. Each one is Eta by itself. But when there is a Taruves, to the extent of giving one, giving a tam in the other, then it becomes a hefzer mas b'chol. So who cares whether this accumulated by one act or through a series of acts? As long as in the end there is enough milk in the pot to give a tam chol in the basa, it becomes a hefzer mas b'chol. So really, here we cannot test the kashe. Every time there is an increase in echad masayi, but it's a gradual process, so let each mashi become bottle, heta beheta does not become bottle. Isa beheta becomes bottle. But until it reaches Echad Masayim, there is no such thing as bittul. So the heretofore gidulim is heter, and the ekrement, the mashi, is also heter. But when they reach a total of Echad Masayim, then they become a heft of Bayakarem. Just as by Bosom Cholov, when they reach this total of the total quantity of milk giving the tam of Cholov in the Bosom, so it becomes Bosom Cholov. So here, when they reach a total of Echad Masayim, so everything, only the building become a heftze of Bayakarem. But if there was a principle, so then it means that 1/400 increment took place while they were in Yavuvye. And then he bought the Chutze, so then the Yavuvye became bottom of Yodai. Because once you bought the Chutze. So the Mele, and then it took down again. And there was another increase of 1/400. So then they cannot go to Tzumet, because in order to become a Heftze of Klaya Kerem, so the whole 200 must take place in a state of Yehuvia. But if he built a Mechitza between, so that interrupted the state of Yehuvia for the whole 1/200. So the memory cannot go to Tzumet.
What does that have to do with my focus
on Rambam
and Yom Tam? Shouldn't that be
true according
to
Rambam
and Yom Tam also?
No, according to Rambam and Yom Tam, so the mashu, each mashu of increase is Yisa. But why is it Mutera? Because it becomes Dota. So it's not Heta Beheta, it's Yisa Beheta. But according to the Rambam, each mashu of increase is Heta. It's like what's on the whole of when you pour in one pot of milk into the pot of meat. So it's Heta. But if it adds up to, let's say, thousands of drops of milk to such an extent that they give a tam of Cholov in the Bosa, then it becomes Issa. So according to Rabbi Tam, what is Osea only the equivalent? So each Mashu equivalent is Issa already. But why are we allowed to eat it? Because it becomes Bosa. So it's not a Tabeheter, it's Issa Beheter. But according to Ramban, it's a Tabeheter. So maybe there is no Bitra on a Tabeheter.
I mean, to bring the Chiddush HaRambam on the Basra. For those who heard the Chiddush HaRambam. Now we mentioned that there is a machlokes between Tesis and Ramban as to the essence of the Yisea of Hesed Masai. So according to Tesis, what becomes Yisea by Zohua Ubo, only the Ekronen becomes Yisea. But the original Gidurim that were grown before there was an Ekronen does become Yisea. So, but the increment is miurev with the original gedurim. So mele, if it's Eisei Echad Masayim, it's Osea. If it's less than Echad Masayim,
So then, if it's Messiah Ve'achot, so then it becomes bottle. So why does it become bottle? Because there is a aloche. There is a aloche that Klai HaKeren, all of Klai HaKeren, Min B'minei, so it becomes bottle B'Messiah Ve'achot. Truma, Min B'minei, becomes bottle B'Meyo Ve'achot, and all of it becomes bottle B'Messiah Ve'achot. Why? How do we know that halacha? Let's say in Tarubis of truma or of klai hakeren b'tovish. Let's say suppose there is a yom ha'ariv. Let's say klai hakeren let's say it's just one bunch of klai hakeren. With 200 bunches of heter, not non-klai hakeren, so it becomes bottle. But if you are married, let's say, one bunch of klai hakeren with 199 bunches of non-klai hakeren, so then it becomes awesome. So the regular din bitul is, the general din bitul is shishi. B'min shalom b'minei and b'min b'minei. But by truma there is a din of bitul b'meya ve'achot, not shishim ve'achot, and by all the klai hakeren there is a din of bitul of mosayim ve'achot. How do we get that mokeya? So the Sefri in Parsha Kerach mentions it Rosh. So the Sefri deduces from this posik, Mikol Chelbei, Es Migdishei Mimenu. So that means the Trumo, is assets in the same ratio as you have to be tearing Trumas Maise. It's called Migdishen Imen. So that means the Trumas Maise, what is the ratio of the Trumas Maise to the crop? Erod Mimeo. In other words, you have to take off 1/10 and give it to the Levi, and then the Levi has to take off 1/10 from his Maise, Maise and Maise. 1/10 of a tenth, so that means 100. So the Migdish in the menu in the crop is 100. So the bitul is corresponds. That's the drosha of the Sefri. The bitul, the shiur bitul corresponds with the shiur that is magdish. How much is kodesh? 100. So the shiur bitul is also a smigdish element. That's the drosh in the Sefri and the Yerushalmi in the base of all. So that's one out. Then how do we know that klai hakeren is bottle b'mosayim ve'achot? So the Sefri and that posik in Kerach, so he mentions another drosh. Because in connection with crying, the Torah uses the lashon. When Sisra Kalmecho Kolayim, Pentigdei Shamreyo Hazera Ashatizo, Usuasako. So the term Mireyo is mentioned in connection with crying. Then the correction is Trumo. So Mehascho Vidimacho Miseacher. So there, so also Mleo is mentioned. So Mleo is mentioned in connection with Bikurim. Bikurim is Trumo. Mehascho Vidimacho Miseacher. And it's mentioned Pentik Dasham Mleo in connection with Klai HaKeren. So it's Igdoshah. So then, it should be bottled b'meyo ve'achot. What if we learn out that he did from Trumo, because Mayo is mentioned Reachs for Vinimachol is Achia in connection with Trumo, Bikur in Trumo, Tzainach, and it's also mentioned as Reachkerem, so he should be brought to the Mir Vechot, Uwai Masai Vechot. So the Gimbal, so the Sifri says, and Parashikerach, because he, by Reachkerem, the Torah was carefully sown. Because Trumo is only Osea Bachir, it's not Osea. Trumo is also Nizarim Bachir, but it's not Osea Banoi. Mashenki Vayakerem is also to everybody. Not only Bachir, but Banoi also. So since it's Keifu Isure, so it's Keifu Bitulei. That's the Roshe. So Tesis, Tafun Gimu, Bon Metzir, and some other Rishen, and from Rosh Narambam it's also Mashmah like that. From the Rosh Narambam it's also Mashmah like that. That this is Nasmach, even though the Gemara, the Sifri, and the Yerushalmi. Now the Gemara, that Rosh doesn't appear. But in the Sifri, and Parsha Kerach, and in Yerushalmi, Pirit Beis of all. So Tesis says, it's Nasmach. And Midraise, so Truma is brought to be Rov, Min Biminei, and Kleakerem is brought to be Rov, Min Biminei, but it's only Rasmach. Also, Ole is brought to be Mosayim Vechot. How Ole? So we learn out Ole from Kleakerem, just as Kleakerem is Kofa Misure, it involves not only Nisrachile, but Nisranoi also. So Ole too. So Tesis, Tafun Gimu, in Bar Metzia says, it's Rasmach. And Midrai say, Truma is bottle the world, Mimi Minei, and Kleakerem and Ole is bottle the world. That from Rosh Narambam it's also Mashma, because the Rambam says, Shior Chachomi, Bitu Truma, Bimei Avechot, Ole and Kleakerem Masai Avechot. So the Rambam uses the Rosh Shior Chachomi. The Sameach, I mean, that's one of the few places where the Sameach, I mean, is Chere Kamrishemi. I mean, after all, he probably assumes that the other Shemim were Achilika pieces. And he says that it's not an Asmach. He makes a certain idea of Sameach in Luchas Machos Asos. So he says, he said, Rosh Ignore. But I don't know of any Rishi who says explicitly that it is a Rosh Ignore. That it is a Rosh Ignore. Now, so that's the Shiur of Bitul. So Tesis, and from the Rambam, it also appears that this Aloche of Bitl, Klayakerem pushing, when Mamesh Yam Yarov, Klayakerem with no with head. So if you mix up, so then the Shio Bitl of Mimbi Minei is Mosayim Vert. Let's say if you take one Kazayis of Klayakerem and you mix it up with 200 Xesim of non-Klayakerem, Min Bimine. So then it becomes bottle. But if you take one Kazayis of Klayakerem and this is mixed up with 199 Xesim of non-Klayakerem, so it's awesome. So that's referred is only in Rabbanon. Tesis says explicitly in Rabbanon. And I don't know of any Rishi who says that it's a Rosh Hashanah, it's a Din Drais. Now, How about, so we find the Shiur of Masayim Vechot in connection with Taruves Pitonsh. When Mamesh, you don't pin in a part, 200 Xesim of Heter and one Kazayis of Akhara. So then it becomes one. But we also find the Shiur of Masayim Vechot of Isifechot Mosai, not Mosai Vechot, to answer the Klayakerem Bimchuba. So Rashi Psochim, as a matter of fact, we said that Teisa Shite is that the Halacha, the Teisa Mosai becomes Osea, is based upon the principle of Taruvus in general. And there is no difference whether the Taruves takes place in the Gidul itself, Bimchuber, or the Taruves takes place by just dumping in one part one kazayis of Bayakeler together with, let's say, 200. So then it becomes bottle. But if you don't, one kazayis in your bag together with 999 zaysim of Beteah, so then it doesn't become bottle. So it's the same halacha. Thesis doesn't say it. But the one who said it before is Rashi Psochi. Rashi Psochi in Dachot. Hey, Yom Dalev. So the Gemara says, and you say that Mishach Hoshem itself becomes yourself. So the Gemara says three colleagues in it. Ksiv Azorua, Uksiv Amlech, Hokeitza, Zorua mi Korei Bashosh. If you take, let's say, vine, the seed of vine, and let's say seed of wheat and the seed of barley, and you plant them together and you put it in the ground, so then it becomes also the vehicle. Bashosh, even before there is any song, but if you take if it is a Zeruah Ubo means, let's say, suppose there was a Gedem. So, one planted the vine here, or the same person, he planted the vine here, on the right side of the Gedem, and he planted Tvueh on the left side of the Gedem. Everything was Beheka. And then, the Gedem fell down. So then, it becomes also only if it's AC Vehemes. So, Zeruah Mikoriz Vash Hoshi. So who are go? Hey Sif A, Lord Hey Sif A. So Rashi says, Hamad, you want to stop with the care? Please want to say that she's got a top. Hey, it's not to me, I'm a care, I'm a sign, I have been a sign, she's the answer. She met three more, we could tell the care, she would be the case with you. We are so here, we're a sign, I assume it. So Rashi emphasizes in connection with Gidulim b'mechuber that if you have original Gidulim that were behek, and now you have new Gidulim that is the Yisrael, that will be a Vubye, the Yisrael. So then, the original Gidulim remain with it. Rashi spells it out, Taser doesn't spell it out. We explain Taser that way. But Rashi spells it out. So the original Gidulim remain there. But the equivalent, the Nisofim, the Taser, is awesome. So and what kind of Tabubis is it? It's Rav Lach. Because there is a complete intermingling in the given. It's not that when there is a tasteless, so the tasteless grows as a separate plant. No, it's the same vines and the same twig heavy tasteless. So maybe one is intermingled with the other. So it's Tarubes of Rav Lach. So maybe what's the aloche by Tarubes of Rav, or by Tarubes of Klaya Kerem, Mosayim Lechot. But if there is no Mosayim Lechot, there is only Mosayim, so then it becomes us. So he says, Shemitchim Oye Bekutzalik Teshu, Oye Mkidei Zizu. Kidei Zizu. Yeah, so we have Mosayim Lechot. Mifishayim Behetero Mishayim. The Kutzalik Tesh portions, parts, is not enough. Can we vote the atheists also? Shall all the Berkhoi maintain the mel of Messiah Shreter? We vote the Nisa. Where is it Messiah or the Pochus Kosher or Mutter? The Yeshbo, Kidil Hal is Berkhoi Messiah. ובי ספרי יאו פלייט דז די ספרי אין פאשקיה מיטומו שיין לבאח מיי סו דט וויל אלאוט מיקדוש ממנו סו דה סיין פופולשן דט איז קודש דט איז תומס מייס קומו קלוים שקוף על הסיסורי שעשורים בעלויה קוף על הסעויוס סו רשי ספלז את אאוט in so many words that when there is a tasteless, so only the tasteless is awesome. Only the tasteless is awesome. But, and the original Giborim remain with them. But like intermingled, you cannot separate one from the other. Can you identify it and say in each grape, which part of the grape is a result of the tasteless and which part of the grape you can't identify it. So the male they are intermingled, so it's Darubes. So it becomes bottle. We must say Berachot like Klayaker and Push. There is no difference whatsoever. Now, tasteless and some Rishayim say it together with tasteless that the Raisi becomes bottle of. So Meir in Chaschiloch says that if there was a tasteless Messiah, so if there was a tasteless Zech of Messiah, and suppose someone will eat a kazayis of the Klai HaKerem, so he would not be Chayim Malkis. Even if he will eat 100 kazayis, he will not be Chayim Malkis. When will be Chayim Malkis? Only when it's Hesif Kimes. Let's say, suppose they were 200 zesi gidul behek, and then the cat gedar fell down and they didn't rebuild the gedar, so then there was a tasteless of another 200 zesi. So then he'll eat 2 gzeisi of the 200 of that kerem, so then will be high monkeys. But suppose because then there is not even bitul midraisa, because midraisa you require in order to have bitul, you require rov. But if you had 200 zesi of the crop, of the kvanim and the tvuya together, of heter, and then after the gedar fell down, so another 200 zesi grew b'yisea, so the male had, then there is no bitul b'rov. So it's also, but suppose you eat only one kazayis of that kere, or of that tvuya, you eat only one kazayis. So then, how much, and there is a uniform intermingling. So that means when you eat one kazayis, so only half of the kazayis is of the new gidulim, and the other half is of the old gidulim. So it's not chayim malkes. So in order to be chayim malkes, the Mechas Chinuch says there has to be hesif kinesif. Not easy to have a Messiah, but he's a Kimeisi, and in order to be higher Malkis, so you have to eat 2 Kzeisi. To eat 2 Kzeisi. Why? Because the Michas Chinuch assumed, as a Dama Poshut, that by Zeruah Ubo, so only the excrement is Osa. But the original Gidulim that were brought on the head there do not become Osa. They existed before. They were not going to be Osa. So only the excrement became Osa. But the excrement and the original Gidulim are intermingled uniformly with each other, so mainly you cannot partake of it. So neither Rabbanon, if the excrement was already Echad Masai, so then there is no Bittul, so it's Osa. But Midraise, when is there no Bittul Midraise? If it's Esif Kimeise, but if it's Esif less than the original Gidulim. So then there is still bitul, but only when it says it gives. If the original people were 200 zesi And then the increment was also 200 zaysim. Then there is no beetle. And then to be high hunkers, you have to eat 2 zaysim. This is what the Mechaskinach says. Why did the Mechaskinach say that? Because he considered that as a double poshut. He considered that as a double poshut. That only the increment becomes osa. And the original bitulim do not become osa. In other words, it's not analogous to posel chol. But it's analogous to itarubas, let's say, of Israel in heaven. So, in Sim Mitzvah Tuf Kuf Mentes, so he says, Ufimashu Kosafti, Ar Behesit Mosayim, Hurak Isa de Rabon, Im Kein, in Chayim Malkes Rak Behesit Mechza. What it means, Mechza Mubar, in other words, if the original Gidurim were 200 Zaysim, and then the increment was also 200 zaysim. So together the total is 400 zaysim. So the increment is mechzo, milbar, mechzo bar, but heisik in heisik, rak beheisik mechzo. Deim reib nebe de isa, vikam tzorich lechel shnei zaysim, de yeish ben zay shal isa, vikame kame lo botl miatir agami. All right. This is what Mechaskinu says. But the Mechaskinuch faces a certain difficulty in the Chinuch. So he is daring to explain it that way, because the Mechaskinuch assumed that it's the proportion that only that by Zohar Ubor, only the increment is osa, is affected with this acquired karen. But the original Gedolim knew that we are going to be heter, so remain heter, and it's only on the basis of Tarubes Issa. Rashi says so explicitly. So the Mechaskinuch assumed that's the shita of all the Rishayim, but it's not like that. Now, the notion of the chinuch is as follows. Mitzvah Tov Kuf Mentes. Midina ha-mitzvah. Ma sh'om lo chachomim yizachinu bevroach. Echo bazariya bechadam kaim kloim, bikarmei kelim asherolo, shetom kokloim, bikarmei, ויניחם שם נזקת שוקרים על ישחיו ובשחיפה ויהיו שם דו בקרן מרצלה. In other words, if it is not Zohar Yodai, but it's not Zohar Mikore, but Zohar Ubo, let's say, originally there was a Geder, and then the Geder fell down. So only if it stayed there, מרצלה, אחה שיודה בהם, שיר שיסיפו בגדורו, חלק יחד מסי, ממה שהויו בידורי, בישור שיות עליהם, וכמישאומרו, צריכינו לברוכה, זוהו המיקורי באשרושה, זוהו האובו בתייסס. וזייסה תייסס, פירשו זר מפי הקבולה, שהוא במסעי. So he says that the שיר במסעי, היא סיפך במסעי, נתץ מפי הקבולה. It's a local mission sign. But the Gemara says, איך הוא במסעי? The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, I mean, Echon Masai, so he says, what's the mocha for it? It's Allah HaMishim Simas. So the Mechaskinuch raises the question, what kind of Allah HaMishim Sinai is it? It's not Allah HaMishim Sinai, that's the Deep Beetle. The Deep Beetle and the Deep Beetle, even though the Sifri mentions it Roshe, support, it's an Asmachte, so it's an Ramon. So he says, Mepi HaKabole Ravda. But it's not shaykh to say, I mean, Piyakabole Lavdavki. He says Piyakabole, so that means that the Chinuch Shiti is, it's Aloch L'Mishim Sinai. It's Aloch L'Mishim Sinai. And according to the Chinuch, we can understand as to why. Because many Rishonim say that this Drosh in the Sifri is Nasmach. The Yosemeach says it's a Drosh in Moreh, but there is not a single Rishi who says what the Yosemeach says. So, anyway, Tesis says so explicitly that it's an asmachte. So the question is, why did the Chachomim think of 200? All right, so they say, so the Sifri says, because 100, that's the Shia Beetle by Truma. And here it's called Nisure, so the melee it's 200 and one, the Shia Beetle.
But according to the Chinuch, we can understand why the Chachomim conceived of that asmachta. Why did asmachta? Just because it involves an Isar Hanoye, just as it involves an Isar Achille. So because of that, so the Shia Bittul has to be doubled than that of Trumo. But according to the Chinuch, we can understand the reason is why the Chachomim were misake, that by a kerem is Mosayim ve'achot, because we have our Chalameshim in Sinai midiraisa, that where it takes place b'mchubera, so then if he's ve'achot Mosayim, so midiraisa in Tasser, so the Gedulim, maybe because of that, and because of the halacha that b'mchubera. So etarubes b'mchuber asers all the gedolim if the ekonomit is echad masayim, so maybe the chachomim made an asmachte that tarubes b'tarush the shiur b'tarush should not be masayim echad and echad masayim should not. But anyway, the chinuch shite is that this is not on the basis of Taruves Isa Beheta. But Ezivat Messiahim is analogous to Bosa Becholo. Except that by Bosa Becholo, so what's the analogy of Bosa Becholo? Bosa Becholo, so the Cholo by itself is Muaz Muter, and the Bosa by itself was Muter. But if the Bosa and the Cholo were commingled to our bishop, to such an extent that one gives time and the other, so then it becomes a chetzah basa b'cholo. So the basa becomes oser, and the cholo becomes oser. So here too, that's the knowledge. But that if b'mchuber there was a year of gidulim, an intermingling in the growth, in the gidul, to an extent of having, of producing an increment of Echad Mosayim of the original Gidolim, so then everything becomes Osa, all the Gidolim become Osa. Even the heretofore Gidolim Heter become Osa. So that's probably the Shite, well that's the Shite of the Chinuch, and that's probably the Shite of the Rambam. I mean, the Chinuch is allegedly a Talmud of the Rambam. So, I mean, it's the same sheet. Now, let's go over inside the Chinuch. So, according to the Chinuch, if it says if you have a Messiah, then one will eat, one kazais, you'll be Chayim Malkes. What the Mechas Chinuch says, it has to be Hesif Kimeise, or as he calls it, Hesif Mechatz, or Mechatz Melba. So that is true according to Rashi and according to Tesis, but not according to Ramban. But let's go over the Ramban inside. Hore Gassinam Mikul and Nusri, Vichem Rashi, Nifri Tzoyim and Migdeya, Vyeish Eirim, Lomo, Shonon Shtei Pomim, למלוך שאפו בשישר בו פעם ראשינו וגודרו עם חוזרו ונפריצו עם פעם אחר אז לידי ואימרים לי כי אם שכבו ישרידו בו מפיוצר ראשינו ידי ההוא שאולף לגדי שמו, so we don't say that שמו סובו שאינו לא פליקטרו פעם אחר פעם לי לפי חוך צורך עשרה ונמליסר בו לא יקידש. Now that, on that point there is a מחלקת but I mentioned it the before yesterday. There is a machlekes between Rash, Tesis, Rambam, and Tesis. The Rambam says, if there was no Asroye, so the Tesis, so it doesn't even become us. Because then the Nichale is like it. But Tesis, Shite is, that also it becomes without Asroye. Even though Tesis also concedes that it has to be Nichale. But without Asroye, it could also be Nichale. But so Oser it is even without Asroi. But in order to be Chayev Bachayez, there has to be Asroi. So we explained it.
If this issue can be like the divorce, it can be explained very simply. Because according to the law, Gam means only Knas. And if it's a Knas, only Mezid is higher. Sheyik is not higher. In the same way as Hezek Sheyikia. According to Mandoma, Hezek Sheyikia only Shnei Hezek. So what means Rabban is higher, so only Mezid, Sheyik not. But the Ri says that. And the Ri is Chelik under the law in Holokam. And the Ri she thinks the Gam is higher than the Raisi. But I mentioned the Miri in Akenes in regard to Dalit Vohr. There it's common. So Ri says he put on the water Chayim Shemayim, but Chayim Shemayim means a real hero of money. According to the so he says only the Kavone, Shaloi the Kavone. So Gerim, Shaloi the Kavone is not to be considered a Gerim. Where is it? One is a Matim Yodayim, so even Shaloi the Kavone is considered a Mazik. Mashayim King al the Kome only if it's coupled to the intention to be Mazik. But if it's not coupled to the intention to be Mazik, so it's not even considered a Gerim. So that the Miri said that in regard to Kormeh, but the same thing could be true in regard to Gami. What is Gami? Gami is also a certain type of Kormeh. It's a Kormeh for which is higher than Miri. Alright, so that is Teisa Shite. That also it is. But is not higher by Chai is Gad HaSchoyer. But the Ramban Shite is Lifi Chochtoi HaSchoyer Vim Lohis Lubon Vekidesh, because then it's not 100% Nichalei without HaSchoyer. ונחייב בו, כי שם שלו הכיר את פעם בשם לא בלוי עשוי. ורב נתם זהו כוסה מספר היושע שלהי, and that is mentioned more in detail in Tesis Bolokam Daf Kuf. Here Tesis also says it, but in Bolokam Daf Kuf it's mentioned in more detail. ורב נתם זהו כוסה מספר היושע שלהי, ואוסו לה שמינון, שמפריצו והסי ומוסיים, שאין Tesis זו מצפר אפס לתסיס לשם, that's why it mentions in their twice to advisors that there cannot be a tziruf between the ekumen that takes place the first time and the ekumen that took place after it fell down the second time. But mikvah zeh lidei nesiyah shel mikvot ad sheyitzei mesayim ma'achshav hari zeh kiddush avol b'tisus kamo l'nesa shekidush shekodah b'tayim בוטל תסוס ושאינו, שלא היו כתור עשר, ורישן רישן יזבטר, כמה כמה בוטל, כי אין שעון רופר בסל המזור ובימר יאי לסך, וישימו. So, there are some רישן who are massacred on the time. In Roche, in other words, so Ramtam says, that there is no zero, so in Roche, so who are we? Why is there a tzion? Because we say, kame boto. So the question is, how can we visualize Zohu Aubo?